How about me doing a good man is hard to find? All right? And a hard one's even better. You know where I can find one? Let's try a hard man is good to find for these nice people. Okay? Yeah. Now a good man is hard to find. I always get the other kind. Now just when you think that he's your pal, you look around and see him with another gal, and then you rave, you even crave to see that man down deep in his grave. So if your man's nice, take my advice. Hug him in the morning, kiss him in the night. Give him lots of loving, honey, and treat that man right. Because a good man nowadays is hard to find. Yeah, now, girls, you know, on the other hand, a hard man's damn good to find. But I always get the Shorty George kind. Now, just when I think that he's my pal, look around and he's with another gal. And then I rave, yes, how I crave to see that louse down deep in his grave. So if your man's nice, my dear, take the madam's advice. In the morning, in the night, give him lots of loving, honey, but keep the damn thing tight. Because a good man nowadays is hard to find. What the hell does that mean? We're having a square dance after the show. Stick around. I think you'd fit in pretty well. Oh. Oh, listen, I got fired in Philly for somebody saying that. Well, let's get down here to ringside and see what's going on around here tonight. Well, I suppose you have everything all figured out, you lovely girls down here. Incidentally, are you girls professional? You're not. Well, you can't all be madams. Or can you? What the hell? You can't tell nowadays. You know, they do start young. Well, I suppose you do have this all figured out. You know, like, who has one and who hasn't, and who's AC and who's DC. You must remember one thing, darlings, we're just like radios. Plug us in, turn us on, we work on both turns. And also you must remember one thing. We may have our mother's features, but we sure as hell have our father's fixtures.
Hey, come on, you're not a real woman.
Not a real woman?
Nah.
Are you kidding? I'm probably more of a man than you are and more of a woman than you'll ever get. Or have. And listen, dear, while I think of it, you better shut that hole before you get an offer. Either that or we'll throw a toilet seat around your head and we'll all use you. Oh, well. Oh, and speaking of fixtures, you know, I have a friend here in New York who is a real camp. Maybe you know her. Her name is Christine. And speaking of Christine, with the way planes and boats are leaving for Denmark, hell, in 10 years, we won't need falsies or anything else anyway. Christine led the way. But she might have gone to Denmark for the fixtures, but she sure as hell stopped in Akron, Ohio for the features, if you know what I mean. And speaking of Christine, darlings, I understand she's doing a fabulous new television show that comes in on WOMB-TV. The thing called Wait Till Your Son Turns Nelly. Sponsored by a soap product called Fug. Their singing jingle is, if Rinso won't rinse it and Does won't do it, fug it. They also guarantee anything washed in fug comes out soft and fluffy. And darling, you look like you were fugged today. Hippity hop to the cat house to get a piece of... Never mind. Oh, well, don't look down. Help me. Oh. Well, I don't know. The business of working of a female impersonator more is getting to be no novelty. And, you know, this is a song I really don't know, you know. But it is, it's a kind of a campy thing. And, read the writing first. This is about Liza Johnson, and she lived next door to me, and she had quite a problem because every now and then her husband got carrying on too much. You know, they'd turn on a little bit and carry on and have a ball and sort of fight. And right now, if I may, I'd like to dish you a little bit about Liza Johnson. Now, Liza Johnson and her man had a falling out. He said, get someone else if you can, because I'm cutting out. Things got tough, and he came back last night at 9 o'clock. He tried his key in the old front door, but the key wouldn't fit the lock. He pushed it in and turned it round and round and took it out. And just as he was about to try again, he heard Miss Liza shout. You've got the right key, but the wrong keyhole. Couldn't do with you to save my soul. Yesterday I went down to the hardware store, and I put a new lock on my front door. I got a new man who is better than you. He starts loving where you get through. Take my tip, leave my door, 'cause your key don't fit my lock no more. You got the right key, but you're working in the wrong keyhole. Yeah, Daddy, listen, 'cause I'm telling you. You got the right key, but the wrong keyhole. Couldn't get along with you to save my soul. Now yesterday I went down to the hardware store. I got me a brand new lock for my front door. I've got a new man who is better than you. Now he starts loving where you get through. So take my tip and leave my place, 'cause I don't wanna see your homely face. You got the right key, but you're working in the wrong keyhole. Yeah, the right key, but you're working in the wrong keyhole. I just rewrote that song. I have another bit I'd like to do for you. This evening I'm being brought to you through the courtesy of Embargo Brassieres. Remember, girls, what nature has forgotten, Embargo does with cotton. You're also being featured by Obscure Corseteers. And Obscure spelled backwards is your box. Embargo spelled backwards is oh, grab me. Motel spelled backwards is let him. Evil spelled backwards is live. So let him live evilly backwards, it's your box. Oh, I haven't told you a fairy tale. Shh. That's part of the fairy tale. That's the way we get into it. Boy. I was talking about my tour before I got hung up with all this jazz. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, in Hollywood. Well, after I left Hollywood, I played around the West. And, I finally wound up in Texas. Dallas, Texas, as a matter of fact. And, while I was there, I had the pleasure of renewing an old acquaintance. I met a young man I was reared with several times, and his name was Magnolia Calhoun. Now, if you know anything of the history of Texas, I'm sure the name of Calhoun must be familiar to you. For instance, Magnolia had a very, very fabulous and very famous grandmother. You would have loved Mag's granny, but it would have cost you. She's one of those girls. And she was famous, for instance, for bringing the first white man's peace to the Indian. She had a tribe of gay Indians she liked a great deal. She called them her Sweet Sue. I remember every afternoon, Granny would go out and sort of roam among the cacti, and she'd wave to a little Indian princess sitting way up on the edge of a canyon. She'd wave to the Rim Queen. Then she'd go back into the house and sort of socialize and visit with Beauregard. Beauregard was her husband, Colonel Beauregard Calhoun. He was the major reason the South lost the war. But he still was famous. As a matter of fact, they erected a statue to his memory. You can still see it standing in the heart of Dallas, a gorgeous thing done in Italian marble of the Colonel mounting a horse, which is no easy task. Well, I asked at first Magnolia, did Granny still tell the story she told us when we were very young? I remember when we were kids, she'd gather us all about her, and she'd spread out her huge crinoline skirt, and she'd stand, children, I'm going to tell you a story. Invariably, Magnolia would say, oh, goody, Granny, tell us about the time he was a whore in Chicago. Granny would say, no, Magnolia, I can't do that. That isn't nice, but I will tell you a fairy story. And I think perhaps this evening would be a divine time to tell you all a fairy tale. One of my favorite fairy tales is the story of Red Riding Hood. Now, darlings, you must remember one thing. This is a fairy tale from the book of fairy tales as told by an old fairy. Me. and it goes something like this, Chip. Once upon a boy, I had a time. No, this is right. Once upon a time, there lived in the city of Wasserman, Wisconsin, that's 10 miles south of Gonoria, a family by the name of Hood. And they had a daughter whose name was Celeste, although she was built more like an oboe. One day they decided to send Celeste to girls' finishing school, so they did, and when she was finished with the girls, she came home. She came running into the house one afternoon. She said, "Mother, mother, mother, I must talk to you." Her mother said, "Go away, I'm busy." She said, "But mother, I have something very important to discuss with you." Her mother said, "Go away, Celeste, I'm preparing dinner." She said, "But mother, I think I'm a lesbian." Her mother said, "Good, go upstairs and shave, we're expecting guests for dinner." Well, her life had become so complex, her mother turned peculiar and her father changed sex. So she decided to go out and start living with the most fabulous little piece of nicest girl you'd ever want to meet. One day when she was getting ready to go to work, her friend said to her, "Say, Red, today when you're driving the truck, I want you to go by Granny's house. I packed a basket full of goodies, things like KY and Camphophonique, and a large jar of Vaseline, things a nice old lady can use." She said, "Okay, Butch, you give me the basket and I'll take it down to her." So she took the basket and threw it over her arm and put a jellied asp under the other arm and went out and jumped into her trunk. She started off down the road. As she was going along, she noticed she was running out of gas. So she pulled into a gas station. And, of course, the gas station was run by who else but... that's it, the Wolf. Well, he took one look at Red Riding Hood and flipped because he and his hoe... entire life had never seen anything like this girl. She had muscles that wouldn't quit. He walked up to the truck and he said, "Hiya, baby, what can I do for you?" She said, "Obviously nothing." He said, "What do you want?" She said, "Fill it up." He said, "What the hell do you think I'm talking about?" She said, "Just gas, Mac, just gas. Don't get gay with me." So after he filled her up, he said, "Say, Red, where are you going?" She said, "I'm going down the road to visit Granny." He said, "Do you want to be careful, because the vice squad has a blockade down that way, and you won't get through." She said, "Thanks a hell of a lot, Mac. I'll take the long way around," and off she goes. Well, the Wolf had been out the night before and was just full of tricks. So he took a shortcut to Granny's house. He got down there and he knocked on the door. Granny laid down the Kinsey report and says, "Come on in." Well, the Wolf walked in and he looked at Granny for a minute. She looked at him. She said, "Why, oh, why, it's the Wolf. What are you going to do?" She said, "I'm going to eat you." She said, "Crazy, man, crazy." After he gobbled her up, he put on her drag and got in bed to lie and wait for Red Riding Hood. Well, pretty soon along comes Red. She knocked on the door. The Wolf says, "Come in." Red walked in and she looked at the Wolf for a minute and she said, "Why, Granny, how you've changed. What big eyes you have." He says, "You know what they're for." She said, "Well, what big ears you have." He said, "You know what they're for." She said, "Well, what a big mouth you have." He said, "You know what that's for." She said, "Well, what are you going to do?" He said, "I'm going to eat you." She says, "You're going to eat me whole?" He said, "No, I'm going to spit that out." So he did, and she did. And she and the Wolf have lived happily ever after. So remember, darling, fairy tales can come true. I hope it happens to you. If you're young at heart. Oh, fairy tales are divine. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that because, you see, of course, it is divine now when you're a little older to take stories like that and sort of reread them. You know, not too long ago, I was going over my children's garden of perverses. Maybe you remember yours. For instance, Jack and Jill went up a hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came. Or, let's see. There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. Obviously. Or Peter Pumpkin Eater had a wife and couldn't. And then, of course, we have that Hippity Hop to the Cat House to get a piece of Fanny. A girl for you and a boy for me and a les for Sister Annie. Oh, well, so much for your lesson today, children. If you have any questions, come back later and we'll explain it all to you in Braille. Now I'd like to sing 10 choruses of Hot Nuts for you, but we're going to do it as a ballad. Nuts, nuts, red hot nuts. Hear the story about the gay minister? Like long hymns? You know, with the way, in Life magazine, not too long ago, we were doing this bit earlier, and we were discussing about, outer space and unidentified flying objects and things, you know? Well, we have come to one conclusion. I have finally decided what a flying saucer really is. Actually, flying saucers are the angels throwing away their diaphragms. I heard there was only one Peter in heaven. And my friend Kitty Russell, she's a cat, my dear. Talk about a dumb Dora. You know what? She started douching with grape juice. She heard the purple people eaters were coming. Well, being that this is all sort of off the cuff, I feel like a million. I'll take them one at a time. Anyway, how the hell much more am I supposed to do now? I've done everything but cut my wrists. What, are you looking for fruit juice? My God, you realize it's $1 million worth of material. Talking about strange situations, you people think you are seeing a show from where you're sitting. You should see what we see from the stage some nights. It's amazing. First of all, the first thing people do, they'll come into the room, they'll look around, they want to be sure there isn't anyone here who they know or who knows them. They sit down and they sort of look around and they say, look, there's one, I know that's one. Oh, there's another one over there. They look at us, they laugh at us, they talk about us. And they can hardly wait to get home and try it out for themselves. Next year, they'll probably be here doing my act. Well, the other evening, a charming gentleman was in. A rather southern gentleman with a great big drawl. And he asked me, would I sing a song about the South? And, of course, at intermission, prior to this show, I had a lady ask me, would I sing a song about Alaska? Well, of course, that sort of presented a problem because the South and Alaska, there just isn't anything there. So we sort of combined something that we thought would be rather interesting. And it's a little thing, it's a quickie thing called it goes something like this. Mammy's little baby loves blubber, blubber. Mammy's little baby loves blubber soup. By the way, you know what they call a lesbian in Alaska? A Klondike. Oh, thank you, Simon. Isn't he divine? Take a 5-minute break. Stop the clocks. Did you have your coffee, Charlie? I know what I think. Let me sing. Give me a melody. I don't need very much to be living the life I love. If a song takes you away from care, look around and you'll find me there, living the life I love. Just let me earn my daily keep. I don't need a bank full. And when I lay me down to sleep, if I just wake up in the morning, I'm thankful. In my heart, I have my treasure stored. Thank the Lord, I'm living, living the life I love. Just let me earn my daily keep. I don't need a bank full. And when I lay me down to sleep, if I just wake up in the morning, I'm thankful. In my heart, I have my treasure.